Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures, well, after a good pounding earlier in the week, courtesy of the USDA finding grain again, stability arrived on Wednesday, and we had seen the beans mount a rally starting yesterday, and, well, lo and behold, they're higher again today. Corn joining that, pushed a new recovery bounce during the day session today, but holding out where they pretty much started most morning sessions this week before they got sold off each day. Flash sales, we sold 418,000 metric tons of corn, 120,000 confirmed to Japan. The balance is unknown. Maybe it's China, but many think it's all Japan. But that's a big number for Japan. That shows that, you know, when prices go down, our exports are not going to be less. Hello, USDA. They're going to be more. The lower the price goes for corn, the more they're going to use. And with this usage of generally cheap corn over the last 4 months, that's just going to increase the demand for this product to utilize. Even this week, record ethanol production, record ever ethanol production. And so the reality check is corn showing some gains. We're not flying back to where we were earlier in the week. It's going to take a little time, but probably take some time tied to Chinese buying potentially of U.S. corn. Right now, we are up 5 cents at 425 and a quarter. May up five at 432 and a half. July gaining four and a quarter, 438 and a quarter. In the wheat market, Chicago March up 8 cents, 518 and a half. Kansas March up 10, 527 and a quarter. Minneapolis March up five and a quarter to 566 and three quarters, picking up four and a quarter on the May contract, 578 and a quarter. New crop September, a little timid there, up 2.5 cents today at 605 and a quarter. In the beans, higher by 4.75 cents, 1057 and three quarters. That's high of the session. Yesterday's high was 1058 and a quarter. The May contract up 4.5, 1068 and three quarters. July up five at 1081 and a quarter. Let's just note that soybeans are literally within, do the math here quick, 13 cents from the best level of this week, which was a new high for the year, by the way, ahead of the USDA crop report. And as far as the data release is concerned, last Friday we had closed, I'm just looking here, last Friday we closed at 1062 and a half. So soybeans right now, if they close, they're only down a nickel on the week. Interesting, isn't it? Bean oil, after bolting higher every day this week, down 25 cents a pound at 52.72. Meals up a dollar a ton, 290.20. Canola, apparently China and Canada are making friends again. They're going to start reciprocating currency swaps and doing canola purchases. Canola up $8.50 Canadian dollars today to $642.90. Been as much as, what about, I got to do the math quicker, about 15, 16 higher earlier in the day. So some happy selling showed up after the bounce today. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. Cattle futures sharply lower. We've been limit down on the feeder cattle about 15 times a day, and we keep bouncing off the limit, but we don't really bounce that far anymore like we did earlier in the session. Rumors of possibly a new world screwworm infection in the United States. Obviously, it'd be Texas. Can't find it yet. Cattle Facts has reported that that potential rumor is alive and well out there. Of course, why are we down? We thought the cattle go up on screwworm. Yeah, if it's on the other side of the border, it's bullish for us. When it's on our side of the border, there's two problems that start to develop. One, state lines could get closed, which impedes the movement of livestock. Remember the avian flu that we had with the dairy cattle that quickly spread across the country as those cattle were transported. So that's the first concern. And then, of course, second concern, after you go by a month or two, they'll start saying, well, since the screwworm's in the United States, it's in Mexico, we're homogenized, what's the difference now? Might as well just open up the border. That's my input. That's not the official input, but that's what I read in this. And so we are sharply lower on the livestock cash trade for live cattle at best, looking like steady money now today. That's the best they're going to do. The box beat numbers keep climbing. $1.14 higher for choice. Select picked up 59 cents today. Even the feeder index was up slightly, but the board is sharply lower. Feb cattle down 397 to 232.07. April giving up 455 to 233.87. June down 447, 229.42 last. In the feeder cattle, January down $7.07, 361.35. Remember, it only has to match the feeder index on the last day of this month. So that's still 2 weeks off. The March feeders down $8.45, 356.10. Ben limit down about 15 times. That's $9.25 lower. The April feeder down $8.57, 354.35. August feeders down $7.85 at 350.67. Hogs, though, higher by 27 cents on February, 88.07. April gaining 15 cents, 95.15. June up 47 cents to 107.55. As we take a look at the metal markets, they are in full correction mode today. Still higher on the week, but down big on the day, down $26 on February gold, $4,597.80. Silver off $3 at $89.37. The Bitcoin January contract is just down $30 at $95,325. And crude oil bouncing today after being lower by $3 a barrel yesterday. Bouncing as, of course, aircraft carriers are still headed for the Middle East. And there's concern that Iran is not out of the clear from President Trump yet. We'll see. Up 61 cents a barrel on the February contract, 59.80. March crude oil up 60 cents, 59.68. Gasoline March gaining 0.75 cents at $1.86 and a quarter. Meanwhile, diesel fuel up 2.25 cents a gallon, $2.25 a gallon. Any questions, you can always find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.